Okay, we're picking up from Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph by the period that's printed in those Vahadr. Rav Ashi Omar. So the Gemara up until now was trying to figure out what's shot in our Mishnah. In other words, who's the author of our Mishnah? The Reish of the Mishnah seems to be like Rav Meir, because the implication of the Reish is that if you said Tnu, it would work. But the Seifa seems to be like Rav Yossi. So up to now, the Gemara tried a couple answers, and the Gemara concluded thus far, Mechavarta, like the first times we said, that the Reisha is Rav Meir and Seifa is Rav Yossi, and Echanami, the Mishnah split. The author of the Reisha is Rav Meir, the author of the Seifa is Rav Yossi. Now the Gemara gives a different terrors. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi has a different terrors. He says, Kula Rav Yossi, really you can read that the whole Mishnah is Shittas Rav Yossi. I had to read the Reisha. The Reisha seems to indicate that if you would have said Tnu, then it would work. And that's against Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi is Shita is Mili Lamemser the Shliach. So my answer is, no, you have to read the Mishnah like this. V'lomi boy kamar. The Mishnah has to be read in a way of lomi boy. Lomi boy literally means that it goes without saying. Okay, that's a phrase the Gemara uses a lot. Lomi boy kamar. And then the Gemara goes on to explain exactly what that means. This is the way you read the Mishnah. Lomi boy hecha delo amar tnu. It goes without saying that if you don't say tnu, it doesn't work. El afilu amar tnu. Even if you said tnu, lo, it's still not going to help you. And it goes without saying that if you didn't say it to three people, like we mentioned yesterday, everybody holds that you need three people. But if you don't say three people, it's not going to work because they can't be a bezdin, even according to a mayor. Even if you said it to three, it's not going to work. Why? Because again, the Mishnah is Rav Yossi. And it goes without saying if you didn't say Imru, the guy didn't say Imru. In other words, the husband didn't tell over to the first shliach, to the first shliach to tell over to other people. For sure, it's not going to work in that case. Even if it was a situation, Amar Imru, Namilo, it's also not going to work. And therefore, the entire Mishnah is working like Rav Yossi. And Tosfos points out that first Lomi Boy works even according to Rav Meir. Right? Because the first Lomi Boy is saying, it goes without saying the Lo Amar Tanu. Right? So that first Lomi Boy is going even according to Rav Meir. Because the Gamar Lomi Boy kissed Ela Filo Tanu. Okay, so because since we're talking only about two people and not three people, like we saw in the next line, even Reb Meir would agree to that, as we mentioned, as reading Limor. Okay, so but Lamaisa, if you read the whole Mishnah, it would go Lefi Reb Yosi. Says the Gemara now, Tani Kavasi de Rav Ashi. We'll bring a raya to Rav Ashi. Now, when I saw this Gemara, I assumed, what does it mean Tani Kavasi de Rav Ashi? That we're going to prove that the whole Mishnah reads like Reb Yosi. Yeah? Now, if you take a look at Rashi, how does Rashi learn? Tani Kavasi de Rav Ashi means, Deba Oimer Imru Nami Pasal Rav Yossi. In other words, there's going to be a very, very specific raya here. The raya that we're about to bring from this Braisa is just really rejecting, like what we said earlier, that Rav Yossi would hold up Omer Imru. We already rejected that, right? It's going again like this Nakuda that Omer Imru, Rav Yossi also holds that it's possible. That's the way Rashi
is. That.
That's what's a little funny. It's a little bit like this, yeah?
We had two kashas on
Imru. Huh? We had two kashas on Omer Imru?
Yeah. Oh, I guess I meant.
Okay. So that would be the Pasha way. Let's read it like that. I'll just mention Tosfos with the Shem after. So let's just see the way Rashi is learning. Tani Kavasi de Rav Ashi. Kasav Soifer Lishma. Vichas Maidim Lishma. Seems like everything was good, right? The Sefer writes the Lishma, the Edom signed the Shema. Afal pisha kasu vichasmu v'nasnu lo, even though they wrote it, they signed it, they gave it back to him. V'nasno lo. And then he, I'm reading it, v'nasno, you like that tiktok?
Yeah.
Okay, v'nasno, he gave it to her, because we're talking about the man in singular, right? What? And therefore what? Right, yeah. And with Nasullah, Hare Aget Bato Achiyishmu Kolo Shiyomer Lasoifer Ksoiv Ula Edim Chasomu. So the Braisa says, even though it sounds like everything's good, it's not going to be good. The get is Bato. Why? Because it's only going to work when the Sofer heard directly the instructions from the husband that he's supposed to write it, and the Edom hear it directly. And in this case, it's not necessarily what happened. It just says they wrote it, and he signed it, and then he wrote it, they signed it. And they give it back to the husband. Very nice, they give it back to the husband. Like we pointed out yesterday, even though it seems like he's going along with it, but that's not good enough. We have to know the L'chatchila instruct them to do it. So the Gemara now is now medayik the different parts of the Braisa. Yishmu, when the Braisa says that it's only good achi yishmu kol, when they hear it, so Gemara says that's la fuke bimanda omar mod Rabbi Yosi ba'omer ibu. Right? So that's coming la fuke, the opinion that we tried to say yesterday in Alpha and Beis, that Rabbi Yosi, who holds that mili lo minsu l'shliach, would agree by Omer Imru. So we see from over here, not like that. We see from the Braisa that that's not true. Rabbi Yosi does not hold of Omer Imru. So that's for, right? That's why the Lashon is that they have to hear directly from the husband. That's one diuk. In Kolo, when it says in the Braisa, they have to hear his voice, that's not fluke. Rav Kahana Omer Rav, it's coming to exclude Rav Kahana Omer Rav. Remember, we had Rav Kahana Omer Rav earlier, Rav Ayin Aleph and Aleph, that he holds that the Chayrish can speak through his Ksiva. So, from the fact that the Lashon is Kolo, you have to hear the actual voice, is a Raya, that it's not enough to write it. It has to be the actual voice. Okay, Tosis is the Ramaz Zanagwas to Dervashi. Again, Tosis is continuing his theme, that every Tosis here Kemat is Mamish Pasha Pshav Cheshbani at the Gemara. But Tosis says, this issue of Tanagwas to Dervashi, even though we spoke out in Rashi, that the whole Raya from the Braisa is just about the Omer Imru, Tosis says, it's not so Pashat. He brings Rabbi Elchanan. Rabbi Elchanan learns that he has all Cheshbin, how to Medaik the Braisa. I'm not going to go through now, but he's Medaik that the Lashon of the Braisa proves more than that in Rav Ashi. It proves, like Rav Ashi was saying, about this whole Lomi Boy. Okay, and he's basically Medaik, back on all the Cheshbin, he's basically Medaik from the fact that the Lashon of Braisa is just Kasav Sofer. And we don't have a situation where we're asking him, do you want to do this? We can medayik it differently than we would the other, if it would have written the other way. And therefore, it comes out like this. Because the Fitayis of the Cheshvin, the Tani Kevase, is not only going to be about Omer Imru. Okay, Akan, this is the Gemara until the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Vayta. Zegiteich imati. I always thought it was the Pshar. And I saw that I checked in the art scroll, and they also learned it like this: Zegiteich imati, because Macy is like my dead person, like Misha Meso Mutalafana. That's not Zegiteich imati. The guy's saying it's going to be good if I die. Zegiteich imati, Zegiteich mecholi zeh, Zegiteich lachar misa. If you say any one of those lashonos, imati, mecholi zeh, or lachar misa, lo omer klum. All those scenarios, the halacha is the get is batel, lo omer klum. Now, Pashat Pshat Lomer Klum is there's no suffix at all. There's no tzari that is. And we'll see in the Gemara more of a discussion of that. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Me'ayom imati, me'achshav imati, arei zeget. If you say me'ayom imati, or me'achshav, then it works. Me'ayom ul'achar misa get, ve'eno get. If you said me'ayom ul'achar misa, that's already unclear. And therefore, v'me'es cholesis v'lamasya be'mes. And therefore, if the guy dies, since we don't know if the get was chal, so on the one hand, we need to do chalitza, because maybe the get was not chal, and therefore there's a chi of yibum and chalitza, so you have to do chalitza. On the other hand, we can't allow yibum, because maybe the get was chal, and then there's an issur to do yibum. Okay, so obviously we're going to have to explain what's the difference, we'll see in the Gemara, between me'ayom ul'achar misa, and me'ayom imati, or me'achshav imati. Right? Why, when you say la'achar misa, when you follow the me'ayom with la'achar misa, then it's a shayla. Whereas if you follow the me'ayom with the imati, then it works. Okay, but these are so far the cases here in the mission. Just interesting ha'ari, Tosis points out the b'masal me'ayom. So it's clear if you say me'achshav imati, for sure it works. Right? Because me'achshav it's minchal now. If you say me'ayom imati, what if the guy dies that day? So did he mean to say, by the end of the day I want it to be chal? Or did he really mean me'achshav is another way of saying me'achshav? No. Right? What do you say, Ben?
No,
you saw it, Ben?
Yeah. Well, just now.
But why are you quoting Rabbi
Elchanan?
Good, but why just skip Rabbeinu Tam?
I didn't see that.
Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam was Masubik, and Rabbi Elchanan says that Mistama Me'ayom also means right now. Okay, so we're going to have to be Mechalikis. Anyway, that's an interesting Shaila, but back to the Mishnah, so we have a difference. Again, if you say Me'ayom Imati, it's Chal right away. If you say Me'ayom Lach Mishnah, it doesn't work. Now, what's the Pshat that Mayom ulachar misa, it's not chal. Like we said, we're going to have to distinguish between the two lashonos, between achar misa and imati. But what's the pshat? When you say Mayom ulachar misa, why is it get dinner? What are the sekas? So Rashi writes, Rashi explains, what are the tutsdadim? What are the tutsdadim? Either, what did you really mean to say? Either you meant Me'ayom, and that's the ikar, or Me'akshav, that's the ikar. And la'achar misa is just a t'nai, right? Okay, I really want to get to bichal now, just bit'nai that I die. So when I die, then retroactively bichal now. Or the pshat is that no, you're changing it, right? Maybe the pshat is, as Rashi says, maybe it's a chazar. Oh, chazar heavy. Shechazar b'mayit omer me'ayom, and now he's talking saying la'achar misa. And if you say la'achar misa, the get's not chal. Okay, so that's the suffix of the Mishnah. Okay, again, we'll have to see why that suffix is not chal when you have me'ayom imat. Says the Gemara Zoi, Alma, from the first line of the Mishnah, we can infer imati k'lachar misadam. From the fact that one of the first three cases in the Mishnah, where the din is lo'omer klum, so one of those three cases is imati. So you see very clearly that imati means l'achar misa. The guy says, zegitech imati. What is he saying? After I die, the get will be chal. And since that doesn't work, the get is vata. So we see that the lashon imati means k'lachar misa. In fact, the Gemara, v'hadar tani, me'ayom imati, me'achshev imati, the editor on the side, hareza get. Alma imes, imati lav k'lachar misa. So you see that imati is not k'lachar misa. If you say, if in the next case of the Mishnah, as long as you say me'achshev or me'ayom, you put it together with mati, it's good. So now, obviously, if you're reading this Pasha Pshat, you'd be like, well, what kind of raya is that? Maybe imati really means lachar misa, right? But when you say me'achshev first, so then it's good. Because you say, if I say me'achshev or me'ayom first, so then I'm just saying, really, I want it to be chal now, and imati is just a tonight. So what's the stira b'chal? What b'chal is the stira? When you say it by itself, it's not good. When you say it with me'achshev, it is good. Because then it becomes a tanai. Like, what's the stir b'chal? So, Andrew, how does Rashi answer this? Rashi, divra maskil, alma lav k'lachar misa domi. What does Rashi say? The ilu b'mehayom l'achar misa, tani seifa get ve'ino get. Says Rashi, the Gemara means to say like this. You can't tell me that the reason why it works in the seifa, when you say me'achshev imati, is because you said the word me'achshev. Because you see from the very next case in the Mishnah that Me'achshav doesn't save everything. When you say Me'achshav ul'achar misa, what's it then? We don't know. It's taka not clear. Maybe it was a chazar. So Me'achshav doesn't have the ability just to make everything good. If you have Me'achshav with a bad lashon, we're stuck. We don't know what to say. So from the fact that when it comes to Me'achshav imati, there you're saying the get is good, but lead us to believe that imati does not mean l'achar misa. And that's the stira. The first line of the Mishnah says imati is no good. And then the next line it says, as long as I'm achshav, it is good. So vice versa tell me that imati does not mean lachar misa. And that's why I'm achshav allowed to work. So the Gemara answered, Amar Abayi, imati shtei lashonis mashmo. He says, no, imati can go both ways. Mashmo can be achshav, but mashmo can be lachar misa. It can have the connotation of me'achshav, and it can have the connotation of lachar misa. So when, like in the Reisha, you have it by itself, when you have, like in the next case, you have it together with me'achshav, so then we say it really means me'achshav. Aye, so what did you mean by the imati? That would just be a t'nai. When you put imati together with me'achshav, the imati turns into a t'nai. And it really has the mashmos that the get's going to work me'achshav. Aye, so frekt Rashi, so why can't you say the same thing by hayom el'achar misa? Says Rashi, you can't. In other words, that's the point. La'achar misa doesn't have that ability. La'achar misa be'etzem has the implication la'achar misa. As it says, right? La'achar misa means la'achar misa. So you can't say that la'achar misa maybe means me'achshav. Imati is not so clear. You're saying, if I die, then I want to get to bichal. Yeah, when do you want to get to bichal? Maybe me'achshav. So imati, we can go either way. So when it's by itself, you said imati, you said to get, I want to give you this get, I raise get imati. That kind of sounds like after you die. You say, I raise a get, me'achshav imati, so you're saying, ah, now, and when I die, it'll be chal retroactively from now. Mashaykh, b'alachamisa, you can't do that. which is very logical, because lachamisah means lachamisah. The only two tzadim there are, is it a tanai for sure, like Raj said in the Mishnah, or is it a chazara? We're talking not sure. The way Rashi says in the Gemara here, it's funny that Rashi says, la'achar misa lo mashmatna. So, it sounds like, if you just read that Rashi, it sounds like, no matter what, it cannot be a tana. But I don't think you could take that Rashi so literally, because, two reasons. First of all, he didn't say that in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, he said, we're not sure if it's a tanai. But besides that, if it's for sure not a tanai, so what's the suffix, right? The din of the Mishnah is that it's a suffix. So I think it means to say is that by definition, the word lachar misa does not mashma tnai. It does never has that mashmos. So now we have a suffix. What do? You said two opposite mashmos. You said me'achshav, which means now, and then you said lachar misa, which means later. So you're slicing yourself. So either you meant that as a tnai, even though those words don't sound like a tnai, but anything could be a tnai. So maybe you meant lachar misa as a tnai. Or no, maybe it's a chazar, and that's why it's a suffix. Zat the Gemara Vayter Zegiteich Imati Lo Amar Klum. It's like we said before, the first line of the Mishnah. You have three cases, clearly not a get, and therefore the Mishnah uses a very strong lashon Lo Amar Klum. Comes along the Gemara Amar of Huna V'Chilat says, Huna says even though the Mishnah says Lo Amar Klum, he's still a chil of chalitza. So, in fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Like we just said, lo omer klum ktani. The Mishnah emphasizes it's garnished. Lo omer klum. The Mishnah didn't say, ain't no kasher, we could say b'dev. The Mishnah says it's nothing. How could Rav Huna now come along and say that it's dinim chalitza? So the Gemara explains, lo omer klum da asir la alma. Says the Gemara, when the Mishnah says lo omer klum, it means, with regards to her marrying out, it's nothing. In other words, she's asir, she's totally usher to the veld. She cannot marry out. With regards to her marrying out, there's no get here. It didn't work. She can't. But when it comes to her trying to marry the yavam, nami asira. Then we say she's also as usher. She's also to marry the yavam and require her to do chalitza. Because what it sounds like right now, because it sounds like that we're not so sure, right? With regards to the oil, we're going to be machmir lo merklom. It's not a get at all. For sure, cannot remarry. But it might have been a get. And since it might have been a get, we won't allow her to marry the yavam either. So, if I think Gemara, how can you say that? Look at the very next line in the Mishnah. The next case of the Mishnah is that when you say "Mayom alachar miso," get ve'eno get, and there chaletz v'lomis yavemis. When you contrast that to the first din, right? It's actually not the next din. So it's two dinim later, right? But you can, when you contrast that to the first halach of the Mishnah. It says, Lo Omer Klum seems to be pretty clear that Lo Omer Klum is there's no Chiv V'Chalitza at all. When there's a Chiv V'Chalitza, the Mishnah tells you, the Mishnah says, I don't know what to do. It's get, eno get, and chaletz v'lomis yavemis. So this is very shver to say the pshat in the first line of the Mishnah is a Chiv V'Chalitza. So the Gemara concedes that point. Our Mishnah, you can't say it. Because the Gemara, Ma'aslis and Kerabanan. You're right. Our Mishnah is talking on like the Rabbanan. And according to the Rabbanan, Ena Chanami, Lo Omer Klum, and nothing was chal here at all. The get was totally not chal, and therefore there's a chi of yibum. You could do yibum if you want. However, Rav Huna who said you do chalitza, he is going kira b'yosi. Damer zman hashloshtar mechia chalav. He holds like the sheet of Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says you don't have to pay so much attention to the actual lashonis. Just look at the shtar, the date of the shtar. When was it written? If the shtar was written at the time that he gave it, the Zman was written for the time that he gave the get, so clearly he wanted to give it then, when he was giving over the get, which while he was still alive. And therefore, even though he actually used some Lashonis, which don't sound good, the Zman itself is enough. So, back to Gemara, the obvious question, if that's true, Rabbi Yosi, Chalitza Namalo Tubai. If you're going to say you're so convinced that this is a good get because we go like Rabbi Yosi's manas star machiach. Okay, so the get happened now. It's machiach that it happened earlier before he died. So it's for sure a get. So just like you can't do yibum, you don't do chalitza either. There's no din of chalitza. It's for sure a get. And so the Gemara says, maybe you'll taina the Rav Huna is not sure. Rav Yosi himself says manas star machiach. Rav Yosi himself would say no yibum, no chalitza. But Rav Huna is not sure. Maybe it's like Rav Yosi, maybe it's like the Rabbanan. So since he's not sure, he's not willing to say nothing. He's saying you have to do chalitza. So the Gemara says, That can't be either. In fact, the Gemara means Safkli. Is it really true that Rav Huna has a Safik? We have a Maisa that proves not like that. Rabbi Bar Ravua Cholash. Rabbi Ravua was sick. Ol Gabei Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. Rav Huna, Rav Nachman went to visit him. Amli Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. Rav Huna told Rav Nachman over there. They said, "Listen, boy, me name Rabbi Rav Huna. You go ask Rabbi Rav Huna the following question: Halacha Rabbi Yosi or Ein Halacha Rabbi or Ein Halacha? Ask him if we pass like Rabbi Yosi." So Amalei, Rav Nachman says back to Rav Huna, "Time of the Rabbi Yosi Leyadan. I don't even understand where Rabbi Yosi is coming from. I don't understand his svar. Halacha, you want me to ask him if the halacha is like him? I don't even understand what he's saying." So Amalei, Rav Huna says, "Don't worry. At boyim inay halacha, you just ask Rabbi Bar Rav Huna what the halacha is. The time of the Rabbi Yosi, I know I'll tell you what the pshat is. Just ask him what the halacha is." Okay. So Rav Nachman listened. Boyim inay, he asked Rabbi Rav Huna what's the halacha. Amalei, achi amarav, halacha Rabbi Yosi. So he got the pshat that halacha is talk like Rabbi Yosi. The basa then afak after they went out. After he went out, Amalei, Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, "Hainu tam de Rav Yosi, because I was man shel shamar chiyuch alav." So that was the mice step. The kids, you see clearly from the mice, the Rav Huna got the psak. At the end of the day, he heard the psak from Rabbi Bar Rav Huna that we pass in the Rav Yosi.
Does that mean we don't hold like our Mishnah?
Correct. That was his psak. When you say we, we'll have to see how we pass them. I'm just saying that's...
Why are we in our Mishnah and not mentioning Rav Yosi?
Why not? We have it all the time. Our mission is going like this much, like this time.
Yeah, even though we don't like it.
Sure. Yeah. As generally speaking, our Mishnah is, you know, Rebbe put in the Ikra Halacha and things like that. But very often you have our Gemara is going like this time.
This time normally has both.
Yeah, no. As a general rule, we pass like the Mishnah. It's usually they're the more accepted ones, Halacha, but it's not Flavdavka. So now we're back to the kasha. What's pshat in Rav Huna? Rav Huna is arguing, clearly arguing in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah emphatically says lo amar klum, which is in contradistinction to what the Mishnah says later on. Chaletz lo mesivem. So our Mishnah clearly is saying lo amar klum. There's nothing you can do yibum. Rav Huna is saying, no, you can't even have to do chalitza. We don't understand. If he holds like Rav Yosi, so then he should hold that the get is for sure chal, you don't need chalitza either. And if you don't hold like Rav Yosi, do yibum. And you can't hold the middle ground because he does hold like Rav Yosi. Right? The Gemara says explicitly that he holds like Rav Yosi. So therefore, really, the din should be that there's no chalitza either because there's a full get. The Gemara answers, Ella, Mesafka, go over to Gersos over here. Ella, how do you read that in? Okay, they switch it here. Interesting. Okay, let's go to the Gersos we have. Ella misafka lei I amr biosi bal peh I lo amar. He was musubik if Rabbi Yosi said it bal peh also or not. In other words, Rav Huna was very clear, unequivocal about the fact that if you write everything in the shtar, for sure the shtar will be mochiach alav. So Rashi explains the case. The second line of Rashi says, "Okay, because of a tnai eitzel azman. If you write the tnai right next to the zman, so you write the zman here. I'm giving it on Aleph Elul Sunday, Aleph Elul, and then right next to that you write this whole tnai. So then it's clear that the zman is mochiach tnai yom kama. But if it's just al peh, like it means you gave the get, and the get was written kilchasa, and then you say when he gives it over, he says zagidech imati." So then we're not sure already. Maybe that stipulation, Baal Peh, maybe is not good enough to work, because we can't necessarily say there that the Zman is going to be Mochiach. Because Rashi says, Baal Peh, Dilma ki masani alei hadar bei mizman d'shtar. Maybe he's being chayzer from what he says in the shtar. U'masan alei al-manas biso v'lo amar me'ayo. Right? He writes a shtar. The shtar says everything normal. And then he says, he gives her and he gives her a tanai. Okay, so maybe he's saying, listen, man, I know the shtar wants to, you know, the shtar is mashma that you're divorced right now, but I'm telling you, only me'ayom ulachar misa. Sorry, only me'ayom ulachar misa. What?
The shtar
to get? Yeah, the shtar to get, yeah. You say ulachar misa. Now, if you say ulachar misa, that's called the easier case, right? So, listam, you said ulachar misa. This is going to be get ulachar misa. Okay. The shtar, the get itself says right now, and you're saying ulachar misa. Maybe you're being chayzer. If you write it in the get, the get in the head is telling you, you're giving the get today. It says today. And next that it says, la chamisa. So, okay, you didn't mean that. You meant to say today. The ikar is the get, is the zman. But in this case, there, we have a suffix. And that's why, that's where Rav Huna held, Cholesom Tzimem is Dafka, in a case where the stipulation of the Tanai was done verbally. Yeah, what do you say?
And Rashi says,
Almanas.